The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. I welcome my listeners in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. But also, I have the privilege of welcoming our listeners in Tampa on Faith Talk 570 and 910, as I have the privilege of filling in for my dear friend Bill Bunkley, who took kind of a nasty fall over the weekend, injured his knee, and is getting it checked out this afternoon, as well he should. And we're all hoping that he'll be back on the air tomorrow. But for today, I have the privilege of guest hosting for Bill, as well as hosting my own program here in Columbus, Ohio. And I just got to say, I have guest hosted for Bill on many occasions. So those of you in the Tampa area may be familiar with my name and my voice, but usually it's been in the wintertime, and I've had this deep, deep jealousy for all of you people in Florida as we go through a harsh Ohio winter. I must say the weather here in Columbus is spectacular today, so I don't have the usual jealousy for my brothers and my sisters in Tampa. Anyway, it is a delight to welcome all of you to the program. What a thrill, what an honor to be on this side of the microphone, knowing that you are on that side of the microphone. Now, on Fridays, I always have Open Phone Friday. I realize this is Monday, but there is so much going on in the world. There's a whole COVID-19 thing, and I know that you folks down in Florida began opening up a little sooner than we have here in Ohio, but we are finally opening up in Ohio, and all of the dire predictions, we're all going to die. Yeah, well, none of them are really coming to pass. In fact, they're in Florida. You are on a steady decline in the number of cases, hospitalizations, deaths. Congratulations. The same is true here in Ohio. The daily numbers came out today, and we are seeing a pretty sharp decline in spite of the fact that thousands of people have been ignoring social distancing, getting in the streets, protesting exactly what we were told would bring about huge spikes in new cases. It hasn't happened yet. Now, it could. I am no expert. Don't pretend to be one. But here's what I've been saying, and the reason I brought this up is maybe you just want to get some things off your chest. You want to blow off some steam. If you want to do that, I am more than willing to listen. And here is my telephone number for those of you in the Tampa area listening on Faith Talk. This, of course, will not be the number you usually use, but I promise you it works anywhere in the continental United States. My toll-free number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Really easy to remember. 877-BOB-LIVE. For those of us that are alphabetically challenged, it is 877-262-5483. So it's not an official the open phone Friday, but it's Monday. And if you just want to talk, give me a call. The protests, I have some things to say about the protests, whether they're positive, negative, whatever. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But let me just say about the whole COVID-19 thing. We have been told over and over and over again here in Ohio, and I know you've been told the same thing in Florida. We've been told this all over the United States. If we remove the restrictions, the social distancing too fast, if we get more than closer than 6 feet to each other and we don't wear masks, if we open up too quickly, we're going to have a spike, a surge. It's all going to come back and we're all going to die. Haven't we been told that over and over and over again? Well, the protests have defied all of that. Now, I know you in Tampa, you've had some pretty large protests. Here in Columbus, we had either 8 or 9 straight nights of thousands of people gathering here in the state capital, Columbus. And I mean thousands. Now, a lot of them wore masks, but not 6 foot. No. Mass gatherings, mass protests for hours and hours and hours, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours protests going on. The exact recipe for total absolute disaster, according to all the experts. Now, here's my statement, and then I'll move on. If we do not see a huge spike in the number of new cases, if we do not see a huge spike, and I mean huge, in transmission of the COVID-19 virus, then we all have a right to question much of what we've been told. That's all I'm saying. Question. We have a right to say, whoa, wait a minute. Almost none of the things that we were told would come to pass did. And I don't know about you folks there in Florida, but here in Ohio, all, and I do mean all of the models, all of the predictions that came out of our Department of Health here in Ohio, all of them were horribly wrong. Not even close. I mean, not even in the same universe. The predictions, the models, none of them were even close to being accurate. Now, bottom line, we can rejoice that things are declining, things are coming back to normal. All of us can rejoice in that. So I'm not sour grapes. I'm just saying there's just so much irony that it was okay for thousands and thousands and thousands of people to get into the streets to protest. And by the way, that's very American. Protests are a part of our American history. That's a part of our fabric, is to protest peacefully. So I'm not complaining about peaceful protests. That, again, that's very American. But what I'm saying is health officials, government officials, said when they saw the thousands of people in the streets, said, well, you know, okay, they're protesting. It's, listen. Health officials, government officials said it's their constitutional right. And yeah, there are dangers with the COVID-19, but we cannot suppress their constitutional rights to free assembly, to protest. But when it came to churches, in many cases, all across America, in many states, in many individual cities, the constitutional rights of Christians to gather together and exercise their constitutional rights to free assembly and freedom of religion were trampled under feet. Isn't that interesting? I mean, I just find that bizarrely ironic that health government officials said if churches are allowed to get together and meet together, even with social distancing, it'll be disaster. And it's okay to set aside their constitutional rights for the health of the people. It's okay to do that, but not to protest. I think it is a strong indication of priorities of much in our governments and in our health departments. Just food for thought. That's all. I'm not trying to stir anything up. I'm just saying it's very ironic. All right. Hey, here is my telephone number if you want to get involved in the conversation. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We'll continue.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our AM 880 and 104.5 friends in the Ohio area, and also to our Tampa friends, Faith Talk 570 and 910 in Tampa. We are simulcasting today. It's a thing of beauty. What a privilege. Here is an update, and this is good news. You know, with the protests and the riots and so forth, the mainstream media has pretty much ignored the terrible other tragedies. Now, what happened to George Floyd was a horrific tragedy, just horrific. And the police officer responsible should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And I believe that he will. And the other three police officers should be held accountable as well. But what the mainstream media has pretty much ignored is that through the protests and the ensuing riots, 15 people have died as a result of the riots. 15 people have died, including some police officers. They've been killed. And yet that has been ignored. And it shouldn't be. One of the more tragic instances is the story of David Dorn. I don't know whether you've heard this or not. I certainly hope you have. David Dorn was 77 years old, retired policeman. He spent over 30 years with the St. Louis Police Department in St. Louis, Missouri, later became the chief of police of a small Missouri town, had dedicated his entire life to public service, being a police officer. By the way, Captain David Dorn was black. Well, in his retirement, he had a friend who had a pawn shop in St. Louis, and he volunteered to do some security work for his friend. And he promised him when the burglar alarm went off, even if it was in the middle of the night, he would go and check it out, just because that's the kind of guy he was. Well, in the middle of the protest, which turned into riots in St. Louis, the pawn shop was broken into, burglar alarm went off. David Dorn, 77 years old, shows up to see what's going on. Looters have broken the windows. They're taking out TVs and so forth. And David Dorn is gunned down in cold blood in the street in front of the pawn shop. Gunned down in cold blood. Well, if there can be any good news out of it, the good news is they believe that they have found the young man who killed David Dorn. Stephen Cannon, 24 years old, from St. Louis, has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of retired St. Louis Police Department Captain David Dorn. So they believe, found the murderer, and he will be prosecuted. Did his life matter? George Floyd's life mattered. It does matter, still matters. There's no doubt about it. But what about David Dorn? Any protests in his name? Thousands of people showing up at memorial services, broadcast live on TV. And by the way, I don't think that's wrong for George Floyd's memorial services to be shown on TV. It is a tragedy that caught the attention of the nation. Am I complaining? No, not at all. But where is Al Sharpton memorializing David Dorn, 77 years old? Where? Nowhere. I've said this before, and I say it cautiously. I say it very carefully and cautiously. But in America today, all lives are not equal. It's not whether you die or not, or whether you have been killed or not. It's who kills you that makes your life matter. And again, I say that very cautiously, very carefully, and I say it, I hope, very compassionately. It depends on who you have been killed by, whether your life really matters or not. It's a sad but true reality. Pray for the family of David Dorn. Fortunately, they believe his killer has been found. Justice for George Floyd, yes. Justice for David Dorn, absolutely. And the other 14 who have been killed.